Well, here we are down the home stretch. Election day is tomorrow. Guy who's not on the ballot, and I'm sure he's happy about that, is Roger Marshall. These election cycles can take a lot out of you. Of course, he's only 2 years removed from being elected to the U.S. Senate. He now joins us. Talk about the value of them both amendments. Of course, the biggest thing statewide everybody is following in Kansas. Senator, good morning. Thank you for being here. It's got to feel good, right, to be able to sit back 2 years after going through your own election cycle.
Pete, you're making me laugh. I'm just chuckling this morning because, you know, you don't always think about that. But people ask me the biggest difference between the House and the Senate, and you just nailed it. I have 6 years the people of Kansas have invested in me to do a great job. I can say locked in and focused on that. On the House side, you're going to spend half your time campaigning. So I'm glad I'm not on the election ballot this week. But what is the value of them both amendment. So we're excited for tomorrow to come.
So the value of them both amendment, obviously knowing the state as well as you do, but also being a doctor, that is obviously your background, your trade. Everyone knows that by now. What do you want to make sure that, you know, people are thinking about as they go to the polls tomorrow, if they did not early vote, as many Republicans do not, they vote on Election Day and they think about this value them both initiative and what it would mean for the state of Kansas going forward in a post-Roe America?
Yeah. So, Pete, I think this has got to be the most important primary vote in recent decades anyway for Kansans. I think the value them both amendment reflects Kansas values, that if you value the life of the mom and the baby, then you should be voting yes on this amendment. What this amendment does is it gives the state legislatures the opportunities to put guardrails around the abortion industry. It is not a ban on abortion. Again, the emphasis is this would give your elected state officials the opportunity to put guardrails around what the abortion industry can do and not do. It values the life of the mom and the baby.
Now, you know, Senator, one of the big talking points that is getting used on the other end to push back on the yes vote is they're saying, well, I mean, and you're right. You're absolutely right. This vote does nothing regarding banning abortion. It puts the power back into the state lawmakers, which is where many of us believe it should be. But they say, and they will kind of use this fear tactic of, well, if the yes vote passes, you know what's going to happen. These radicals in the state legislature are going to ban abortion. What is the response to that, if any, as kind of a fear-mongering tool that has been used against value them both?
Well, you know, the good news is these people are up for election every 2 years, so I think that they're going to respond to what their voters think about that they should be doing. And I think the most objective evidence here is that Kansas does not have a trigger law into effect, a law that when Roe was reversed that would have banned all abortions. Kansas could have easily done that. You know, under previous administrations, they elected not to for whatever reasons. So I just have to have faith that our state elected officials will respond to what their citizens are telling them and reflect the values of Kansans that that we all have lived on and been raised on.
You know, it's interesting, too, because theoretically, if you strip the very controversial topic of abortion out of this, this is really as much of a question of constitutional authority, right, in terms of whether or not the people that we elect at the state level should be responsible for key decisions like abortion. I mean, this, if you strip it all down, Senator, isn't this really as much of a constitutional question as it is a question of abortion?
That is a great point, Pete. And you're becoming kind of a constitutional expert here. This is great. Who do you want the Supreme Court of Kansas making decisions that, you know, just making decisions de novo out of thin air that says the Constitution says this, it says that, or do you want state elected officials, whatever the issue is, whether it's, the Second Amendment issue, you know, what does freedom of speech mean, all those types of things. Really, we want to have the issues like this codified, put into law, so that people that are making the laws are responsible to the people electing them, as opposed to the court system. How our Supreme Court is appointed and approved is probably a discussion for another day in the state of Kansas, but I don't think that they reflect the values of Kansans.
How about your experience and the decades that you spent delivering babies, being an OBGYN? Take us through the powerful stories that you dealt with as a pro-life doctor, now U.S. Senator, and how your experience in all this kind of frames your mindset and hopefully gives voters ahead of tomorrow some perspective on the issue of being pro-life.
Yeah. You know, Pete, since the moment my oldest child, my daughter, was born, I was a second-year medical school. I knew that I wanted to deliver babies. I knew I wanted to go to medicine since ninth grade. I didn't know what area, but delivering a baby was absolutely seeing my daughter was born was the greatest moment of my life. Now, my 39th wedding anniversary was just 2 days ago, so don't tell anybody, but seeing my daughter born was even more fun, okay? and you know, and going forward, my entire professional career, fighting for the life of the mom and baby, you know, whether it was taking, you know, talk about miscarriages just for a second. Probably one out of three of women have had a miscarriage. I think that really ingrained upon me as I saw women grieve over the loss of a first trimester, an 8-week miscarriage, a 6-week miscarriage. I mean, there was something inside them that said, this is a real being, this is a real baby, and they're grieving for it. Like, oh my gosh, this is for real. Or taking care of infertile couples who couldn't conceive just gave me a greater appreciation for life. And I think, you know, living there in Great Bend and having a baby that's, let's say, 23 weeks and the mom's abrupting, they're twins, and we got to deliver them, and I'm calling in the pediatrician and the anesthesiologist to help me save this life of this baby. Meanwhile, in Wichita, they're doing an abortion on a baby this far along. So just memories like that, you know, every day of my life was spent fighting for life, and the abortion industry wants to take that away from us. Maybe one more quick story. One day, a young girl, probably 15, 16, walked into my office crying. She said she'd went to Planned Parenthood for a pregnancy test, and they scheduled her for an abortion. And she came to my office. We worked her in that afternoon. She said, "Do I have to have this abortion?" It's like, wow, this is the abortion industry of today. You go in for a pregnancy test. They tell you they're a family planning clinic. You go in for a pregnancy test, and they basically strong-arm you and say, when do you want your abortion, tomorrow or the next day? So my antenna went up. I fought for life my whole career. I tried to make sure that there's family planning opportunities for people, that there's prenatal clinics. We accepted all comers regardless of their ability to pay, made sure that there was free family planning clinics out there. So all those impacted us.
It's amazing. Senator Roger Marshall on KCMO Talk Radio. And it is so fascinating how the state of Kansas has become, unfortunately, in many ways, a hotbed on this issue of abortion. And tomorrow it is back on the ballot, and it is going to be so interesting to watch. Senator, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much, as always, for being a part of the show. And any final words ahead of the vote tomorrow for Value Them Both that you want to share with Kansans?
Yeah, people, just go vote tomorrow. Remember, there's some big primary votes out there as well. Need to make sure that we elect people in the primary that can win general elections. But this Value Them Both amendment, I hope that people value the life of the mom and baby, that they support life, that they think the abortion industry needs some guardrails. I hope they would consider supporting the Value Them Both amendment. Thank you, Pete.
You bet. Senator Marshall, thanks for being here. It's always good to have him on KCMO Talk Radio.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.